Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joe, this is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 here on this Wednesday morning, March 25th, 49 degrees with fog out there. Sedgwick County continues to grapple with the effects of a global pandemic. County Manager Tom Stolz says information is the key.
We hear a lot of, we don't know what's going to happen. And we are data poor here locally. We know we have 4 positive cases. We know we have a limitation and a restriction on test kits. That's a national situation. But what we do have, we are data rich in what's going on around the world. We are not the first. We are way down the line.
He says that means Kansas is taking action to mitigate the crisis of the virus, so we don't reach levels seen in the states of Washington and New York. And by the way, just an update, we now have 7 confirmed cases here in Sedgwick County.
And the county has issued a stay-at-home order, with many exceptions, in an effort to slow the spread of the virus. County Commission Chairman Pete Meitzner talks about what that order means.
I want to also point out that in the order, there is no words like lockdown, shutdown, call in the National Guard, none of that is in this order. It's to allow you as a citizen to live your life with the essential services for businesses that are essential.
A list of those essential services and businesses are in the story. It's on our website, knssradio.com.
During the COVID-19 pandemic, the Kansas WIC program will continue to operate.
However, local clinic staff will be able to assess and certify applicants for eligibility and issue food benefits remotely to those determined eligible. WIC is the nutrition program for low-income pregnant women, infants, and children from birth to age 5, funded by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Typically, WIC participants and applicants of the program must be physically present to receive services. The USDA physical presence waiver is effective through May 31st, 2020, or until extended. Information about the Kansas WIC program is located online at kansaswic.org. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly issuing more executive orders.
Kelly replaced an earlier order with a new one that temporarily prohibits certain foreclosures and evictions. The order explicitly requires that a financial hardship, indirectly or directly caused by COVID-19, be the reason a homeowner or renter can't make payments. In addition, no landlords can evict a resident tenant when all defaults or violations of the rental agreement are caused by financial hardships due to COVID-19. A second order prevents all waste removal providers from canceling or suspending commercial or residential waste or recycling removal services as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. A third order extends deadlines for driver's license and vehicle registration renewals and regulations. Kelly also extended tax filing deadlines to July 15th. This order is intended to bring Kansas's tax filing procedures in line with federal IRS measures.
And that's the Kansas Information Network's Steve Allinghaus reporting.
Health experts are calling a party in Connecticut a super-spreading event for the coronavirus.
A 40th birthday party in Connecticut ends with about half of the 50 attendees going home with coronavirus as a parting gift. That's according to a recent report by the Westport Weston Health District. The house party was held March 5th. When Connecticut had no confirmed cases of COVID-19, the latest numbers from Johns Hopkins University show the state is now dealing with more than 400 cases, including nearly 300 in Fairfield County, where the party took place. Meanwhile, the governor of Kentucky confirming that a 20-year-old in his state tested positive after attending a so-called coronavirus party. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Authorities say a 30-year-old Garden City man died at a Tyson Fresh Meats plant in western Kansas. Finney County authorities say Kendrick Gregory was injured early Monday at the plant in Garden City. Sheriff's office says Gregory was doing maintenance on an assembly line when he apparently was pulled up by his harness against a takeaway belt. A co-worker was able to cut Gregory free. He died later at a Garden City hospital. Now we'll look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Once again, we will have low clouds and patchy fog as we get the morning started, but good news, we finally get a break from the cloud cover and cooler temperatures. In fact, we may be about 15 to 20 degrees warmer than yesterday with a high in the low to mid-70s. Tonight's low 51, cloudy and 76 on Thursday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now we have fog, 49 degrees, a south wind at 15 miles per hour. 6:34 now, Steve, at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And a pretty nice afternoon to get out yesterday afternoon. And I'm just telling you, I went out for a run, and I'll tell you, a lot of people out late in the afternoon walking their dogs. And yep. I never see them doing that. So I don't know what they do with their dogs all the other time when they're not, you know, when they're not staying at home.
I guess they're working during those hours usually.
But what about those poor dogs? Who's walking them? Anyway, a lot of people getting out. And, you know, I'm sure they're not in the all in the stay-at-home thing, but I think people just they get out and enjoy the weather. We're going to have another, looks like another good one today, if you heard that forecast there from Dan Holliday. Police in Manchester, New Hampshire, say a man has been accused of grabbing a 2.5-foot-long sword and chasing after another man who asked him to turn down his music.
Oh, boy.
Police say a man knocked on the door of 47-year-old Benjamin Leyland Monday. Leyland reportedly became upset and grabbed the sword. He allegedly chased the man down a hall. Man got away. There were no injuries. Leyland was charged with criminal threatening. You can't do that.
Like a scene out of a movie.
Yeah.
His name was Inigo Montoya.
I don't know. So you can't ask your neighbor to turn down the music.
Well, you can.
You can, but you get chased with a sword there. Hmm. Here you go.
That's an S-word.
That's an S-word, Alex. Here's one from New Mexico, okay? Our man is facing charges after police say he bit off a piece of his girlfriend's finger following an argument over a cell phone in bed.
That's not good.
It's a sign of the times. Carlsbad Current Argus reports Isaiah Thompson of Artesia was arrested earlier this month for aggravated battery against a household member. Police say the argument began after the girlfriend asked the 26-year-old Thompson to put down his cell phone and go to sleep for the night. The report says an officer found nearly a quarter inch of Elia Encinas Martinez's left ring finger missing. Oh, the wedding ring finger, huh? Thompson remains in the Eddy County Detention Center in Carlsbad on a $10,000 bond. Yeah, so he got so upset with her that he bit part of her finger off because she said, put down your cell phone and let's go to sleep. There you go.
Another case of domestic violence.
You can't do anything anymore. Stephen, 10 in the morning now, 6:36. We just wanted to tell you that during these challenging times, R&R Tire Express is open, committed to serving our community. Offering free tire safety checks, free flat repair, and free air for your tires.
How about that?
Locations at rnrtires.com. Just one of the businesses we're just kind of highlighting a few of them.
Yeah, we're trying to support the businesses that still have their doors open.
And if
you can help them do that, that'd be cool.
All Schlotzky's locations in Wichita offering order online and pickup and drive-through services.
Okay.
They also have online order for easy order ahead and pay. My wife is, both of us, but my wife really, she really likes Schlotzky's a lot. And you got Stroud's. Love Stroud's. They're offering family-style dinners to go.
How about that?
Now, there's something right there, too. You know, call in your order at 838-2454. 838-2454. Stroud's, 3661 North Hillside. Next best thing to home. And I'll tell you what, just every Christmas for the past few, they have catered the intercom Christmas party. And we always like to see them. So there you go. Another one of the businesses. 6:37 now, Stephen.
That's sweet.
Well,
I think I'll take advantage of that.
Yeah, and that sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
It does.
6:37 now, Stephen Ted here on KNSS. Time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Mr. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Stephen Ted. On Tuesday, the live cattle closed up the expanded $4.50 limit, and the feeders up there expanded $6.75 limit. There was very little volume in the cattle futures due to being locked limit up the majority of the session. We are seeing boxed beef prices cooling off a little with only slight gains now. There is yet to be any cash cattle trade reported in our feed yards this week, and lean hogs also traded higher and closed with triple-digit gains yesterday. Now, Thursday afternoon at 2 o'clock is the quarterly hog and pig report that is expected to show once again a growing hog herd. At the close yesterday, April live cattle $4.50 higher, 106.15. April feeder cattle 6.75 higher, 130.07. And April lean hogs $1.85 higher, 66.42. I might also add, live cattle and feeder cattle will have expanded limits again today. Now, early trading was negative for the wheat, corn, and soybeans on profit-taking and technical selling yesterday. They all bounced off their session lows and closed mostly positive. There are more reports of ethanol plants shutting down due to the non-profitability due to cheap gasoline. The Senate and White House reached a deal on the economic stimulus package, but it still has to be passed by the House. At the moment, May KC wheat's down a half a penny at 490 and a quarter. May corn's trading a penny and a quarter higher at 348 and a half, with May soybeans unchanged at 886 and three quarters. May crude oil 50 cents lower, 2351. April gold $32.60 lower, $1,628. The June S&P 46 points lower, 2392. June dollar index 75 cents lower, 101.50. And June Dow Jones futures 201 points lower, 20,407. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866 go to Tom.
Well, we're having a roller coaster ride with those stocks, aren't we?
Exactly, Steve.
Huge gain for the Dow yesterday, and now they're trading down a little bit today. So, trying to find.
I think a lot of yesterday was anticipation of seeing some kind of agreement come up in Washington D.C. And it's kind of like buy the rumor, sell the fact. Now that it looks like we're going to get something done, the market's kind of backed off a little bit.
Okay. All right. All right. So, are you doing okay over there in Butler County in Augusta?
We're doing good. Everything going good over there with you and Ted?
We're doing. Of course, we've got Sedgwick County. We've got the stay home order, which is kind of a suggestion, really, more than an order. Are they doing anything in Butler County officially?
Not yet.
Okay. Now, you are you on the city council now in Augusta?
Yes.
Oh, you are now. Have you guys have taken a look at this, or is it a big problem in Butler?
Well, at the moment, it doesn't look like it's a big problem in Butler compared to a lot of other areas. But the city, you know, we shut down, I think it was last week, City Hall. You know, it still operates, but we are having people go to the drive-up window and so forth to pay their city bills and stuff. We, this week, have shut down the playground areas and the public restrooms that we have in our park system. Parks are still open, though.
All right. Well, sounds like you're on top of it over there. So
We're trying to do our best, you know. I think we're all pretty fortunate here in the state of Kansas that it's no worse here than it is, you know, like on both coasts.
Yeah, and, of course, up in the northeast corner of the state where we've got a heavy concentration of population, it's heavier up there. But, you know, the rest of us, we're just kind of battling this thing as it comes up. Everybody's in this.
Exactly, and you know as well as I do, Steve, we're all going to survive this.
Think so? Well, I bet. Sure hope so, at least in my case. Thanks. Thank you, Tom. Okay, this is Commodities Update with Tom Leffler. Coming up, we got Don Grant, CFP,
Don
the
Grant.
Money Tracker. Romance scams are in the air.
Oh, my.
Ooh. Don's going to tell us about
watch
that.
Watch out.
Yeah, that's coming up, Steve, at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.